going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, guys. It's been a day down here as we get ready for the first round of the NFL Draft. Dukes and Bell, our buddy Wes Durham is here. He is the voice of the Atlanta Falcons going into year 22.
Thanks.
Pretty impressive, guys. And I've always said I think we got the best broadcast team in the business. And trust me, I've heard them all.
Right on.
But Wes, Mike and I, man, we're on this thing. We're going back and forth. We're talking about all these guys.
All right, before we get going.
Yeah.
It's great to see you all in the offseason. Carl looks dapper tonight. Thank you. Looks like he's ready for a Magnum P.I. rerun. Okay, hang on.
It's a Tommy Bahama shirt, Wes. How dare you?
It is high end.
How dare you? It's a very high end.
I have two questions.
Yes.
I have two questions.
Yes.
First question. If Michael Penix were eligible to be drafted tonight, where would he go?
Number one.
Well, he'd definitely be number one because Cam Ward's apparently the sixth best quarterback last year.
Number one. Am I lying?
Nope.
Number one.
So what happened last year? You got a number one quarterback.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Look, it is amazing.
Oh, no, I don't mind the pick. It's just the things that happened before the pick, Wes.
Don't get me wrong. Yes. I understand all that, too. I just want to clarify.
You're right.
If he were on the board, I asked this friend of mine today at lunch.
Right.
If he were on the board tonight, where would he be drafted? He said number one. I went, thank you. Yeah. Just move it. Just want to make sure I got that right.
And so while you're there, let's talk about this. And I don't know how good Cam is. I know you do ACC games. Miami, he had a great year.
I did not do any of Cam's games this year, but I know a lot about it.
Okay, So the kid's story is amazing. And if you don't know, you're going to hear it tonight when he gets drafted. But I don't know how good he is. And when I say that, tools and talent are one thing, Wes, for me. Like, you talk about, hey, he's got the tools. There's a lot of guys in this draft that have tools. But is he worthy of the number one pick? That's really what
people are
saying.
Is he any better than the four that were taken last year?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
But do I like him as a player? Yes. Do I think he brings all the external little things that makes a guy successful in the NFL? Yes. But he's going to a franchise who's picking a quarterback in the first round tonight for the seventh time in the common draft era.
Titans. Mm.
And a team that has had exactly one Pro Bowl wide receiver in the last 20 years.
One.
Now, you can talk all about the pass rush in Atlanta and all the things that have been said about that here. The Tennessee Titans have had one Pro Bowl receiver in the last 20 years. You want to guess who it was?
Well, I know Julio was there, wasn't he, for a second?
That wasn't Julio.
Julio did not make the Pro Bowl as a Titan. All right. Well, let me think back. This had to be during the McNair era.
It did not.
No?
It was not.
No?
A.J. Brown, 2020.
And then he traded him.
Yes, they
did.
Then they traded A.J. Brown. It's the only Pro Bowl receiver the Titans have had in the last 20 years. So what I'm getting at is it's still an inexact science. All of this is an inexact science tonight. Atlanta is at 15. Are they in a vulnerable spot to make something happen? Yeah, they can make something happen by going back. They can make something happen by doing exactly what I think Charles Davis told you guys. Or Steve Weiss told you guys.
Yes.
Just play the category.
That's right.
Just play the percentages right there at 15.
Right.
Because here's the thing. I don't know how much leverage you have. You have five picks this year. You have the full congruent line in the next 3 years. I looked it up today. You have one pick in the first, two, all the way up to seven. That's all you got. You got seven picks in each of the next 3 years as we go to work tonight. Now, can you change your life by moving back to get a third this year? That'd be great. But does that mean you have to take a 5-26 or something like that along the way? I don't know. Yeah.
We've talked a lot, Wes, because Wes Durham joins us. We want impact, and then the consensus is there's only a couple of guys, and you don't, unless you move it up to get Abdul Carter, you know, as far as your edge, you're going to find a good worker bee that hopefully is going to be a guy for a number of years. That's right now. Only time's going to tell. I get all that.
Sure.
But, I mean, to me, they may already think they've got guys in the building. This is one thing we've talked about. They've got guys we haven't seen yet. Haven't seen Braylon Trice. You know, we don't know what he's going to be just yet. I mean, Leonard
we
Floyd.
We saw Braylon Trice, but we saw him for three snaps.
I loved him. Hey, I say it every day to D-Led. I thought he was great in summer. He's just a dude, Mike. He's not that guy.
He looked the part to
me. I thought he looked good.
Yeah.
But to me, they still got to get edge, or then there's defensive tackle, because you can get a quality starting tackle. And if we're honest, minus Grady and what we've still got in the rotation, that's a terrible run defense. We need to improve. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's defensive tackle tonight.
I wouldn't either. In fact, if it's not edge, I think it is DT.
Me too.
And if there's some sort of fallout in the front 10 that creates a gap at 15, or maybe the gap's at 13 and you think you can get to 13, leveraging some of the things you've got, although you don't have much, do you make that move? I don't know. We'll see. But I would say this. I don't disagree with what Steve told you guys in that there's nothing wrong with playing the percentages tonight if you're Atlanta and just drafting at 15 and moving forward to tomorrow night and then see if you can flip the trick to get a third pick.
Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, here with us live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Wes, Arch, Mike Conte coming your way when we get done at 7. And they're going to take you through the first round of coverage. Starts around 8, but we know.
Ish.
Yeah, that all that stuff, how it plays in Green Bay.
And Arch is already locked in, as you can click.
No doubt. He is
focused like a laser.
Oh, my God. You kidding me?
He is focused.
Hey, man, Goodell get booed, but not as much because of the Midwest. They're nicer people.
Well, yeah, and Green Bay, I'm seeing some
Wisconsin,
of the guys.
Wisconsin, the heartland, Mike.
Yes.
Some of the guys showing up tonight dressed to the tees, right? And I just saw a picture of Travis Hunter. These guys are looking the part. But let's talk about Travis Hunter for a second.
Okay.
Because I think that is probably one of the most interesting storylines outside of Shador. And I'll get your opinions on that in a minute. But the Travis Hunter thing with teams and Wes, over the last hour and a half, we've been getting various reports trying to move into the top 10, trying to go get Ginty. I'm not passing on a chance to get Travis Hunter.
Nope.
In this draft.
Not me, man.
And I'm hearing, like, teams wanting to move to the top of the draft. That's great. But if you're the Browns or the Giants, there's no way I'm giving up that opportunity.
Nope. I'd take a Travis Hunter. I'm taking that. Absolutely. All of that. Best athlete in the draft.
Hands down.
Right.
And if you miss on one side, he can do another thing. So if he's not a great wide receiver, you try him at corner.
Look, I get all the hesitation about what he can and can't do and who says he'll do this and he won't do that and all that. Let me tell you this. You want a guy who makes plays, that's the guy.
Right.
Bottom line, we talk about playmakers. How often do we see them? Walk in the door, breathable, living, tax-paying playmakers. Yes, right? This guy is that. I mean, look, he did it at Jackson State. He did it at Colorado. He did it when he was playing high school ball here. I mean, he is a playmaker. Period. End of sentence. Move on from it. And if you want a playmaker, that's who you take. Whether you take him at 2 or New York takes him at 3, I don't think he'll be there at 4 for Jacksonville, or rather 5 for Jacksonville, or at 4 for the Patriots. If he is at 4, Mike Vrabel's definitely taking him.
Done.
Well, you mentioned Jacksonville. The big news today is everybody moving up for Ashton Jeanty. Dude. We talked about, you know, what this guy. Now, you might have to move all the way to the Browns to snake somebody. The Raiders now apparently in a bidding war with Jacksonville, if you believe what you read, for Ashton Jeanty. And all of a sudden, then you think about Omari. You've seen Omari and Hampton from North Carolina.
Lot.
And all of a sudden, his stock starts to rise because he'll be the next guy up.
Well, and are we really talking about a renaissance of running backs?
Indeed.
Are we talking about the return of the running back? Ashton Jeanty is perfect for what Jacksonville wants to do, in my opinion. Okay? I think Amarian Hampton's perfect for what Sean Payton wants to do in Denver. Mm. I mean, if nobody moves tonight, Ashton Jeanty's going to Jacksonville because it fits what Liam Cohen wants to do offensively. I had his bowl game 2 years ago in that stadium when they played Clemson. I spent 45 minutes with the guy, and then on game day, we talked to him, Tim Hasselbeck and I did, for like 30 minutes on the field. That is a bright guy, okay? He's got a plan. Gladstone and him are in lockstep because they were together in L.A.
Correct.
And I think Jacksonville, the scary thing for the AFC South is Jacksonville might have figured it out now. I mean, they went through the Peterson thing. They went through the Urban Meyer deal, Trent Baalke, the GM, and all that. The scary thing is I think Jacksonville's got to figure
Sunshine's
out.
Sunshine's got to stay healthy.
No question. And he's coming off a major surgery.
Right.
Torn labrum the whole bit. Little bit. Some would call it reconstruction, Carl.
Yes.
I'm not sure it is.
Trevor Lawrence, guys.
Yeah. But I do believe that at the end of the day, Genty's the guy that Jacksonville wants. Now, if somebody wants to loop the Raiders, what have you, we'll see. But I think the draft tonight starts at 3.
Yeah.
I have felt that way. Well, it really starts at 4 because that's where the 3 – if the 3 go in order, then we'll see what New England does. The mocks on New England are all over the place, by the way. I mean, it's basically they're going to – Vrabel's going to go Will Campbell and call it even. And I would, too, if I want offensive line guys to protect the investment I took last year.
But that's playing it by the book, right?
That's it, playing it by the book.
Playing it by the book.
And as deep as the draft is – and we've heard all this stuff for a month and a half, right? As deep as the draft is, why not play it by the book? If it's as deep and as talented, not as star-studded,
right?
Then play it by the book.
Wes, the other intriguing story, and the Saints, the reports have come out, they will not take Shador at 9. Okay.
Nope. Giants aren't taking him in the top 6 or whatever.
So he keeps going.
Right.
Here he is sliding, right? We get to 11, 12. We know we're not taking him. That's 15.
I'll tell you this. If he – no, we're not taking him.
We're not taking it.
If somebody's done the game 20 years, we're not taking it.
We're not taking it.
No.
So you get to 17, 18, 19. All of a sudden, here the Steelers are sitting there at 21.
Makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I know, you know, we've talked about, look, it's not where you're drafted. All these guys get a chance to prove it at the end of the day. But if you're telling me he's going to get an opportunity to go sit or play for Mike Tomlin and an organization that has that coach, I think it's a perfect spot for
him. But we're also talking about a franchise that doesn't talk.
No, they don't. No,
they don't talk, man. The Giants and the Steelers say less than any other franchise in the country.
Surprised they even did that mid-season or off-season hard knocks.
You think they
knocks.
Wanted to do that,
No,
coach?
Of course not.
I don't think so either.
And by the way, didn't really shine a bright light on the franchise.
No, they didn't. They certainly didn't have the president of the team come in there and tell him he couldn't sleep if Barkley went to Philly. man, Joe Shane, tough day at the yard that day, coach.
Just real quick while we got Wes for a few more minutes here, here with Arch. We have the corner situation for now with Mike Hughes opposite A.J. Terrell. There are corners. We were talking about this earlier. But the corners, where the good corners kind of end is where we're picking in the second round.
Right.
You think corner is viable for us? And I know Hughes statistically is better than I think I give him and fans give him credit for. But long term, is that the way? Or you think they'll go corner here tonight at some point? Or should I say over the weekend?
I think corner is – look, if you go edge tonight, I think you go – DT or corner tomorrow night.
Okay.
Because I think that's where the depth of the Falcons' concern is. Look, you don't have to take a corner tonight because I'll be real surprised. These are the guys who I don't know that will be picked tonight, okay? Trey Amos, Azaria Thomas, Revel from East Carolina. I love Noah Williams at Cal. Holy cow, do I love Noah Williams. Noah Williams plays plays a lot bigger than 6 feet, 199, by the way. He runs a 4.5. He is explosive as get-off. I mean, can really, really ball find it. So I'm a huge Noah Williams guy. I think Quincy Riley at Louisville is good, but he's even late tomorrow night, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to worry about corner tonight unless you've got something in mind specifically with what Brick and Terry want to do with Raheem with somebody like Zade Barron. I think Zade Barron's a different – Dave has talked me into Zade Barron. I mean, 4.39?
Stupid.
Right.
He's Earl. I mean, he used to comp on the AtlantaFalcons.com on the podcast, he and Shockdu with Derek Rackley of Earl Thomas.
Solid.
It's a solid comp. It's a really good comp, and he went back and did the work on it.
Right.
And for me, I think that I think Barron is the one that you have to think of tonight if you go back, Carl. In the draft. If you move even 2 or 3 spots
that's
and Barron's there,
that's
I think
the
that's a guy.
Yeah. Oh. And you've been talking about him all summer. I mean, off season, real quick. Small chance. You know, they do have to protect the blind side.
Oh, Lord.
And, you know, McGarry, he's okay going forward. Beep, beep, beep.
Lord.
Not so good.
Once again, Mike has achieved 300 days of year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a 300-day project Mike does.
I'm just wondering.
Is it not 300 days a year?
Look,
we talk about a tackle?
It is. And I've said to him.
If he was better, I wouldn't talk about him.
I've said to Mike, he's not wrong in his thinking process about this. But I will lose my mind if we do this tonight.
We're not doing it tonight.
This is not what we need to get better right now.
Of course, I said last night in this segment last year,
yes,
we're not taking a quarterback.
No.
Don't have to worry about a quarterback. I think I'm on record, by the way. If y'all went back to the archives, the expansive Odyssey archives.
Yes.
Garrett's nodding in the affirmative. I said we're not taking a quarterback, didn't I? Yeah. I don't think you're taking an offensive lineman tonight because, and this is why the third is important.
Which we don't have.
Finding the third is important. Because there is value in the top 10 tackles in the third round.
A couple of guys from Ohio State, too, by the way.
Donovan Jackson would be one. Ozzie Trapillo at Boston College would be one. There are valuable guys. I think Josh Simmons, Mimbu, Will Campbell's legit. I think Will Campbell can be whoever. You want to, John Hanna, name it. I mean, he's that kind of build. He's that kind of mindset.
Not so no Mimbu?
No, Mimbu, I think, is athletic. I just don't know. I have to talk to Drink. I got to talk to Eli about him.
Okay.
I think he's huge. I mean, he's enormous.
He is.
He's like Mekhi Becton, though, was a few years ago. He's so big. He's great outdoors. He's got his own solar system, his own breathing pattern.
Get him done, though. Yeah.
Mekhi Becton's on his third team, Carl.
Yeah, I know. I know. Mimbu's a guy that people have been talking more and more about. He's an interesting dude. He's a big offensive lineman, guys out of Mizzou.
He is 6 feet four, 332 pounds, and he ran a sub 5.40.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Wes.
Ezeraku, yes. In favor of Ezeraku. If you move back, Ezeraku would also be on my list.
You saw him at BC Carl.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like everybody beat Florida State, but he looked great. I mean, he's just throwing guys around, as Carl pointed out.
You had such a great offensive line last year, Mike. I don't know what the problem was.
I know.
It was like a 7-on-7 drill for him.
They all had name tags. Hi, my name is.
This guy, this Ezeraku.
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 Yeah, sure. He's here all week.
Yeah. I told Mike, I saw a clip. Actually, a couple of clips got sent, and I said this yesterday. He's got a guard and a tackle. He's beating both of these guys. He's moving laterally. Like, he's got it. Whatever it is that you think that he's got it.
He's got major league hands, major league get off in the first step. His athleticism, Carl, in terms of speed, quickness, off the chart.
All right, man. We got to run.
Great to see you guys.
Man, you too.
Right on.
Hey,
you
Carl,
too.
We'll get golf. We're going
to
get golf.
We
May
got
or
to.
June.
No, anytime, brother. Yeah. We got to do it. Probably June.
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 Yeah, wrapping up the semester.
Yeah.
Got to get everybody home.
Exactly.
Get all the invoices.
How's the kiddo, man? I know we're on radio, but I don't give a damn. How's your boy doing?
My kids were 26 on Monday. My twins turned 26.
It's unbelievable.
My daughter is a federal assistant in Washington, D.C.
Oh, we might have to give her a call.
No.
I got to get somebody off the payroll. We might have to give her a call.
And then my son. He's probably listening right now. So, Will, love you.
Will, what's
Safe
up,
Safe travels
man?
Home. I told him I was coming in to do Dukes and Bell early before we started.
I love Will. So, this kid's been coming around us forever, man.
He's now taller.
Proud of him.
Than both of you.
And married.
Married. Oh, yeah. Married
and
a year.
Married.
Yeah, married a year. And has a beard.
What?
Yeah, going with a beard.
All
That's
right.
Yeah.
I see you.
Beard option. Sure, why not?
Like hippie beard?
Not my taxes.
Talking like, you know.
No, it's tightened up, Mike. Okay. A lot like yours.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
I dig
so,
it.
More George Michael, less widespread panic.
Will, be safe. Wes, take care.
Hey, by the way, Art, you're going to wear one of these shirts on the air this year.
He's coming up.
Wes, I'll call Drunk Larry. We'll get you one.
He's coming up.
I'll tell you this. Drunk Larry gets us three. Get one for Bo, too. Small. And we'll.
By the way, do you tip the UPS man when he goes across your moat?
Thank you, O. Thank you. O started the music. We've got to go. These guys are coming up at 7. Mike and I will come back for a quick segment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As we sign off here live from Mercedes-Benz.